Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 13 for Friday, September 19th, 2014. Material Design. Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. So we need to have a talk about your future. Maybe not in that what are you going to do with your life sort of way, but more so the future of that device that's in your pocket. If it's running Android, then it's possible that sometime soon you'll see an update to version L of Android, and with it, an updated design language that is arguably one of the most important facelifts to Android since its launch. That design language is called Material Design. So, what exactly is Material Design? At this year's Google I/O Developers Conference, Google unleashed a preview of the next version of Android, version L. No tasty treat name for it quite yet, but they did introduce everyone to the next design paradigm for Android. That's what we're talking about here. It's a set of guidelines for developers and designers to get accustomed to. That design language is, of course, called Material Design. I'm going to say the words Material Design many times throughout today's episode. It hinges on being adaptive to multiple devices and screen sizes, both from a visual and an interactive perspective. There are animations, motion elements that are meant to make the design feel almost tactile in its approach. The look is heavily cards-based with bright colors in tow, and there's often what's called a floating action button that takes center stage to surface one key and powerful command, depending on the app's function, of course, that a user can activate by pressing it. Now, truth is, version L allows for some interesting visual enhancements that might not be as easily accomplished with earlier versions of Android, with Android version L still in a developer preview stage and no official release of the final version yet. Most apps that are touting Material Design are showing a piece of the puzzle if you're not on L, and things will likely look even better once L rolls out officially. So having said that, plenty of developers are bringing their apps into the next phase of Material Design, and that is what I'm going to show off today in today's roundup. I'm going to show you what to expect over the next few years of Android design with three apps that have taken Google's Material Design guidelines to heart. All right, this first app actually takes some extra steps for those of you interested in checking out its Material Design approach. The app is Reddit News, and even without the Material Design update, it's one of the most popular Reddit browsing apps on Android at the moment. But with the new beta version, Material Design takes it to an entirely new level. First, in order to experience this redesign for yourself, you have to join the Reddit News beta community on Google Plus and then opt in to become a tester. Instructions on doing so are there on the beta community page. Now, once you've done that, you should eventually get an update to Reddit News through the Play Store that activates the Material Design update. Of course, none of this will be necessary once Reddit News pushes this redesign out to its large user base. So with that said, let's take a closer look at what makes this app unique. First, you'll see immediately how bright and vibrant everything is. Material Design is filled with this light approach, though fans of darker themes can always make the change in the settings. Reddit News surfaces posts as cards in a very familiar way, and down at the bottom is that handy action button. In Reddit News, it acts to hide any red posts from your feed, keeping everything new and fresh. Tap into a post, and those with images will actually show you the associated image first and foremost, but if you tap and drag the blue action bar at the bottom upwards, you'll see everything you need to navigate the Reddit post in familiar ways. Options to up or downvote, reply to the post, even open it in a browser of your choice. In this view, you'll also see at the bottom the action button has been replaced with a new one that allows for easier navigation. So if you want to, say, skip to replies made by the original poster, just tap the action button, select OP, and then hit the down arrow and jump right to those posts. I haven't actually seen that done before in a Reddit browser. It's very neat. Material design splashes like the sliding on and off of that menu is just one example of how Reddit News benefits from the highly graphical and animated future of Android's upcoming design language. Check it out for yourself. It's Reddit News, and it can be found for free, as well as a premium version for $1.99 in the Play Store. Calendar apps are kind of a dime a dozen. So many calendar apps have spawned off of Google's official Google Calendar app, each sporting a few new features to make it somewhat unique from the rest. But really, the vibrance of the category is simply a testament to the fact that everyone wants something different from a tool as fundamental to mobile devices as a good calendar app. And often it's something that's used every day, sometimes every hour, so you better like it a lot. And so, meet Today Calendar. Its redesign was released a week ago in public beta form, touting material design at its foundation. And it's a great example of what material design can bring to something as mundane as a calendar app. Like Reddit News, if you want this redesign right now, you'll have to join the Today Beta Testers community on Google Plus and then opt in to become a tester. That will give you access to the changes via Google Play. Though I am told that the update will launch officially in the near future. And once that happens, the design update will hit both the free and paid versions of the app. And of course, you won't be required to jump through the beta hoops at that point in order to use it. So be patient. So let's take a look at the app. Starting in split view, you really get that material flow, complete with a floating action button that adds a new event to your calendar. Split view is a great way to see not only the month in full, but also your daily agenda in one single page. It's easy to swipe left or right to go day by day, or up and down in the month view to skip by month. Change the view to agenda for a daily rundown of the events in your queue, and again, that action button reveals and hides itself depending on your swipe direction in an animated way. If you haven't noticed by now, get used to seeing that kind of thing because it's a big part of the material design spec. On all pages, you get the thick, vibrant blue banner that ties it all together and screams material. And don't forget to check out both widgets, one for displaying the month in full and a fantastic agenda widget on your home screen, though you should dial the transparency in to make sure it shines on top of your background. Otherwise, it can get a little lost. At its core, Today Calendar is yet another calendar app, but this time taking its design cues entirely from Google and applied those cues expertly to the experience, making this one of the first calendar apps of the new Android design era. I will be curious to see how closely Google's own calendar app will fare in comparison when it gets materialized. Thankfully, you don't need version L to enjoy the visual splashes of Today Calendar. The developers have done a good job bringing the extra bits over to earlier versions of Android. So look for Today Calendar in Google Play for free with a 14-day trial, or the full version for $1.64. So last week, I covered a number of wallpaper apps, and there was one that I really wanted as a part of that episode, but right after I wrote my review, the app stopped working, thanks to its source, wallbase.cc, going offline, apparently, forever. The app is called Wally, and it's back with a new source to draw from. Wally's approach to material design is lively. Elements bounce into place in an animated way that we'll continue to see more of as material takes form in other apps. You don't need version L on your device in order to use Wally, nor do you need to sign up for a beta community on Google Plus like the last few apps I've featured. This is available right now for everyone, and it's compatible with devices running 4.0 Ice Cream Sandwich and above. So what is Wally all about? Aside from looking sharp, Wally taps into wallhaven.cc, bringing you an impressive amount of wallpapers to select for your device, complete with the obligatory search box that can be customized with a number of different filtering options, including things like aspect ratio, high resolution categories, and a rating section to keep the borderline unsavory content out if you so choose. Fire off the search, and you're presented with a ton of results that also show the resolution of each image and this little heart button. Clicking that, of course, adds that particular wallpaper to your favorites list. Build that up, and you have an easy-to-pick-from bucket for changing things up on your home screen. You can also check out trending images, again, using those filters to focus your results a bit better. And finally, randomize to select an image at random that you might want to live with, or maybe not. Now, a wallpaper database lives and dies by its quality, and thankfully, wallhaven.cc has an incredible number of images to choose from, covering all types of things: abstract, automotive, space, whatever your fancy. And it's all user-submitted content, which means new additions appear by the minute. It's a really great source of unique wallpapers with a unique take as well on material design. Check out Wally for free in the Play Store. All right, there you have it. Now, there are a number of developers currently transitioning their apps into the material design world, so expect to see more and more of this over the coming months. The beauty of material design, of course, or so I'm told by the developers themselves, is that much of what Google detailed in this spec can still be followed on devices running versions prior to version L, though there are pieces of version L that make certain things easier for developers to code, things like certain types of animations, drop shadows, and certainly others that I'm missing. So developers coding their apps to material design and still wanting that design to work well on older devices have to kind of come up with their own ways of tackling those design challenges. Regardless, this means that even if you're on a device that you think won't be upgraded to the latest version of Android anytime soon, and let's face it, there are a lot of you, you won't be completely left in the dark when it comes to this new exciting design language. Now, speaking of material design, Google has been on a bit of a tear as of late. They're ramping up to the impending release of version L, and Google's been tweaking its own apps to follow Google's stated guidelines so it practices what it preaches, and, you know, to be a beacon to developers on how to do material design right. So you'll see a few of those familiar colors and that design flair in the next app that is this week's Hot to Trot. Now, years ago, Google introduced Hangouts as a video chat platform for Google+. Over the years, it's transformed into Google's official app and service for communication on Android. It's replaced Google Talk, and last year it was officially anointed as the replacement for the long-standing messaging app, so SMS messages would appear within Hangouts. Now, users of Google Voice, which is Google's own voice over IP and telecommunications service, were told to expect a merging of Hangouts and Google Voice to happen sometime in the near future. Flash forward to now, more than a year later, and we finally see that promise fulfilled. If you're running the latest version of Hangouts, version 2.3 or above, then you can get in on the action now. You'll be prompted with this screen to activate the voice integration, and once it's done, you'll see a little tip in the text entry box that signifies which account is actually sending the message. Make sure and take a look in your general settings too. Look at send SMS from and make sure you have that set to your taste. Basically, do you want all of your messages to send from your Google Voice account regardless of what number you receive that SMS on? Or do you want Hangouts to smart reply, always replying using the number that the message comes in on? You also get all of your Google Voice mails in this app, which makes that other app, Google Voice, more and more unnecessary, thankfully. Finally, don't forget to install a brand new app called Hangouts Dialer. This could be the most significant part of this story. This is, in my opinion, the best part of the update. Hangouts Dialer turns your Hangouts app into a fully fledged voice over IP phone system, using your data plan to make calls as opposed to your voice minutes on your carrier plan. It works much the same as your normal dialer. You just hit the number pad, enter in a name or number, and dial.
Answering a call from Hangouts Dialer, this is a test of Hangouts Dialer in effect.
I found the call quality to be pretty great, actually, though I did notice that the handoff from wireless to my carrier data resulted in a dropped call. Keep that in mind. But overall, it works as advertised, and I see this being an essential tool on my device going forward. Check out the update to Hangouts on your device. Make sure to grab Hangouts Dialer from the Play Store for free. There you have it, four apps that follow the material design spec. I'm sure there'll be a lot more even in the next coming week or two. You'll see them. All right, that's it for this episode. Please do keep sending your favorite app submissions to arena@twit.tv. I do read them all, and they're very helpful to me. I have a bunch of episodes kind of in the pipeline right now, and your suggestions are really helping, so thank you. You can find the show on Reddit to vote for your favorite apps in many different categories. That's Android App Arena. .reddit.com. I posted a few new categories today, in fact, so check for that. Search for Android App Arena on Google Plus to find the community there. Of course, you can download and subscribe to the show anytime by visiting twit.tv/arena. And don't forget to check out the live viewing party and developer interviews, if we have one, on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific at live.twit.tv, with the edited episode appearing in the feeds later that day. All right, that is it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me once again. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena. We'll be right back.